What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Tell you. appearing in the title sequence. I can't even hear myself right now, my goodness. Appearing in the title sequence, the recent movie Drive. That was Kavinsky, joined by Love Fox from Cansator 6XC, or CSS as they're better known as, and that was Night Call. Kavinsky's French DJ Vincent Bellorgi. Night Call was the title track to his 2010 album. Same name, Night Call. Produced by Daft Punk's Guy Manuel de Romain Cristo and mixed by Sebastian. And CSS, they're from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and after the fuss of their 2006 self-titled debut album, hype's quieted down a bit, but their third album, La Liberation, came out last month, and CITR has picked up the album. Haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, so hopefully it's sort of picked up a bit. And if you want to go check them out, they are playing Venue along with Men Saturday, October 1st. In the background here from maybe the year 1963, although it ain't that clear. This is the Desert Rats, and this is Sony. That's off 7-inch for the Mink label. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's 10 and 2 community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And my name is Gak, and I'll be watching you shake your little thing on the catwalk until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So Drive will be the name of the game, as towards 8:30 or so, we'll profile selections from Cliff Martinez's score to the Ryan Gosling actioneer. It's made for quite a divisive point of conversation since its release. It's both contend-worthy and also contentious. But before we get too seedy and too electronic, we'll start off with one of the best live performers for the past 35-plus years. And it's Velvet Underground fan and modern lover, Jonathan Richman. He's coming to town. He's playing the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow, Tuesday, September 27th, along with his good buddy Tommy Larkin. And that's in support of the latest album, O Moon, Queen of Night on Earth, which came out last year through Vapor Records. But we're going to go back to 1992's I, Jonathan, for this live favorite. So here's Jonathan Richman with I Was Dancing in Lesbian Bar.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright, but in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night, and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh. I was dancing in a lesbian bar way downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare, but in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh. In a lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar, ooh, ooh, ooh. run my way. And I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, in the first bar, things were controlled. But in this bar, things were rock and roll. In the first bar, things were so controlled. In this bar, things were way, way bold. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Oh,
featuring vocals by Victoria Bergsman. She's the master behind the act Taken by Trees, but we best know her for helping out Peter Bjorn and John out on their Whistling and Bongos hit Young Folks. That was Coral Revan with Honey Mine. That's off a 7-inch last year. And Coral Revan is a duo, features Marcus Junes, as it's in Swedish, and then Daniel Theater, and he's the keyboardist behind the Radio Department, that great act. And Core 11, at this point, have no albums to their name, just a series of 45s in the DJ mix, but they do have their debut album, simply called An Album, up for pre-order through Acephale Records, which is actually more French than anything else, but yeah, the record proper itself is due November 15th. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, here 101.9 on the FM dial, 88.5 on the cable dial, I guess it is. I've seen it anyways. And then www.citr.ca on the internets. And it is the internets where I found this next act and very little other information. So T-Bolt, named after one of the characters from Romeo and Juliet, appear to be a crew of DJs from somewhere in New South Wales in Australia. But that's all I can really tell you. They did a couple of remixes for fellow Aussies. Something about pesky appendages, because it's Damn Arms and Cut Off Your Hands. And that would have been back around 2007 or so. But yeah, this song may have appeared on a 2008 album called Ahead of Ourselves. But again, it's not totally clear, but you can just probably find the MP3 free-floating somewhere out there. So, anyways, this is Tybalt with Datto Federal 1233. We'll be right back. There's Windsor, Ontario's Richie Houghton with what's labeled as the Steve Lawler remix of his 2009 track Manga. But I still don't actually have official confirmation that Manga is a legit track from this techno pioneer. But the man himself has thousands of tracks, mostly under his alias Plastic Man. Now based in Berlin, Houghton has been looking back at his music from his Detroit days, and he's got a monstrous 15 CD plus one DVD, one record, and multiple download compilation, not really compilation, it's almost like a box set at this point. It's called Archives 1993 to 2010, which came out this August through his Minus label. It would make for a great Thanksgiving Day gift. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
That was Hearts Revolution, all one word there. That was the title track to their 2000 EP, Ultra Violence. And Hearts Revolution are a duo based in New York, originally from Detroit and L.A. And they initially just created music for an old ice cream chunk that they painted cotton candy pink. before becoming a full-time band that managed somehow to get Austrian crystaller Swarovski to be a collaborator for their debut album, which was last year's Ride or Die. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a very wet and windy city this is right now, although I think I can't tell. The weather's just changed so often as of late, so don't rely on me for what's going on. Use a window. Coming into town this Wednesday is Brazilian Montrealer Aman Tobin. And Tobin has been one of the foremost sound architects on the Ninja Tune label. And his latest album, Isam, I-S-A-M, goes well past his old jazz record styles. And more like his previous album's predilection, which was 2007's The Foley Room, into processed field recordings, into sound sculpture. And, yeah, he's bringing the Isam tour to the Vogue Theater this Wednesday, September 28th. And this tour is going to feature a 25-foot by 14-by-8 multi-dimensional shape-shifting 3D art installation, which will surround Tobin and envelop him and the audience together that way. And if you are heading to Seattle this weekend, he is also bringing it there to the Decibel Festival on Thursday, September 29th. And he's going to be joined at the Paramount Theater with Baths from the UK, Toki Monster, and, well, that note just said it was Seattle. But you can actually find this track on the Ninja Tune 20th anniversary compilation as well, too. But Isam is out as of tomorrow. Actually, no, was it last week? Anyways, at some point, you should find it in the store. So here's Aman Tobin with Lost and Found. Thank you. From this stately city of ours, Vancouver, BC, that was No UFOs, and something a little called Less, or maybe even, and that comes off of their album Mind Controls, or perhaps Mind Controls the Flood. It's a little ambiguous that way, but through North America, or at least Canada, comes out through Winnipeg's own Dub Ditch Picnic label. But in the United Kingdom, you can find that through public information. And I'd be curious to see how those guys perform live. Anyways, if you're worried about live performances, this person is coming out of town this week.
Don't miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advance tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
There's an Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, and this next set just unfortunately deals with some sad news here. So DJ Mehdi was the alias of Mehdi Faveris Assadi. He was a Tunisian-French DJ who grew up in the Paris suburb of Hauts-de-Seine, and he was a big member of the underground French hip-hop scene. But unfortunately, he passed away recently due to a tragic accident involving a collapsed roof, and this would have been on September 13th. So let's listen to a couple tracks here from the man himself, who's worked with such people as Daft Punk, Cassius, and Chromeo. So this is one of the big singles that he's known for off the Ed Banger label. From 2008's 12-inch of the same name, here's the A-side, DJ Mehdi with Pocket Piano. From his 2007 EP, Lucky Girl, that was DJ Medi with Signature, as edited by the other half of Daft Punk, that was Thomas Bangalter. And yes, so this past September 13th, while celebrating the birthday of his collaborator Retor, who they were going to be working on the Carte Blanche project, they were sitting on a rooftop, just sort of having a good time there. Everything was pretty chill and relaxed, but yeah, the roof collapsed. Everyone except his collaborator fell, but unfortunately DJ Medi passed away due to his injuries at the tender age of 34. And in honor, Paris's social club actually closed for one night to commemorate DJ Medi with an evening of silence. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's do a little bit of mad decent stuff here off the Diplo label. And Depressed Buttons features 3/5, or 60%, of the former band The Faint. So that's all I can really tell you at this point. It looks like they do have another album, or they had their debut album come out earlier this year, but from 2010's QWERTY EP, here's Depressed Buttons with Ow. Göteborg, Sweden, home to many a steel drum, as it were. And that was a song that was just posted on their label's website, Sincerely Yours. And what we just heard there is It Feels Good to Be Around You. We're still waiting on an album from those guys after a couple EPs and countless singles. But hopefully something materializes in the next little while. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And just a few days away is this festival, which is always a treat for those of you who want to get out of the rain and watch some film.
Yeah, I feel just like a child. Well, I feel just like a child.
Celebrating 29 years of film around the world is the Vancouver International Film Festival, running from September 29th to October 14th. With 373 films screened at six different venues around the city, you won't want to miss one of the largest film festivals in North America. Make sure you check out www.vif.org for more details.
Well, I guess they just don't understand.
And what we just heard there was from M83. That is the Big Black Delta remix of Midnight City, which appears in the Midnight City Remixes EP. And they'll be coming in advance of their latest album, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, which features Morgan Kibbe. And apparently some guests on the album include Medicine's Brad Lehner, the bassist from Nine Inch Nails, and Zola Jesus. So that'll be a bit of a comeback for the band that last had something out in 2008's Saturday Equals Youth, all the way from Antibes, France. And in the background here, we're listening to something off the Solaris soundtrack, not the the Steven Soderbergh. What am I doing here? Not the Soviet 1970s version, directed by Andrei Tarkovsky, but this is the Steven Soderbergh version. So this is Cliff Martinez with Wear Your Seatbelt. And Cliff Martinez's score to the recent film Drive will be our soundtrack profile. And hard to believe that this guy with all the ambient music used to be a former Red Hot Chili Pepper, used to be a drummer for them for a while before drifting into soundtracks. He helped out Soderbergh on his first film, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, and he's worked with Soderbergh extensively since then. Back in the old days of the radio show, when this was known as Radio Free Gak, there was the Limey profiled from 1999. And what can I tell you about Drive? Well, it's directed by Nicholas Winding Refn, the man behind the Pusher trilogy, Bronson, and then Valhalla Rising, and it stars Ryan Gosling as a very quiet stuntman driver who also acts as a wheelman for heists and whatnot. Sounds pretty similar to the 1978 film The Driver, as directed by Walter Hill, but definitely a bit of a different vibe here. Almost has an 80s sheen to it, which comes loud and clear on the soundtrack itself. And part of how the film was galvanized that way is when Gosling was driving Refn around LA, an REO Speedwagon song came on, and that sort of gave suit to the idea of how the movie would come out. So Refn provided Martinez with a list of 80s synth pop, kind of European type songs for reference purposes, and that's what he used as inspiration. So we're going to start off with He Had a Good Time, and there'll be Cliff Martinez with the score to Drive on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you.
So we heard four cues there. We started off with He Had a Good Time. Then we've heard the first bit that features the, in fact, one of the themes there. That was Where's the Deluxe Version. Then we heard After the Chase, and we just closed there with Bride of Deluxe, all from Cliff Martinez's score to the recent film Drive, available now through Lakeshore Records. Doing quite well on iTunes there. Based on the song, we'll actually close the show off with as well, too. Now, the film itself has reached a bit of contentious, just based on, style over substance being as it were. A lot of ways you take a look at some of the actors that appeared in it, and the caliber is immense. You think about Kerry Mulligan, Bryan Cranston, who we know from Breaking Bad, comedian Albert Brooks, Ron Perlman, and then from Mad Men, Christina Hendricks, but a lot of the roles tend to be wasted. I don't know if it was a case of a stylistic decision to really make things really mellow or muted and whatnot, but a lot of times I think they were just trying to be moody for the sake of moodiness, but it also was quite violent at times. Turns out one of the most intense scenes that Refn actually asked Gaspar Noé, the director behind Irreversible, to help make things look far more gruesome, but it's quite the film that sort of came out to be. And yeah, but say what you will, the soundtrack sounds amazing, and at the very least you always have something to talk about in the film, because at the very least, you know, something definitely sticks with you when you talk about that way. And in the background here, this actually is another score that Cliff Martinez did this year from The Lincoln Lawyer. We're listening to I'm a Missionary Man, and that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jesuit with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you at midnight. Then Canada Post Rock with your host, John Pantherbone. We'll close out our broadcast day around 1 a.m. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can just easily catch up on the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can search Facebook for there, too. I'll post the link there with some videos. We'll put some other sort of links that talk about films, music, and where they intersect. So we're going to, next week, we're going to have Calexico. They did the soundtrack to the recent Irish film, The Guard. And based on recent news, we'll look back at the career of R.E.M. So the last bit from Drive that we'll listen to is the point where you sort of realize that everything's okay with Ryan Gosling's character. So this is part of the Valerie Collective. This is College, featuring the work of Electric Youth. And we're going to listen to A Real Hero. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in a week. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca.